Dan, terrific to see you here. Leading British rider then in the Longines FEI World Cup qualifying. When you've got the world number two and you end up, and they're both from Britain, and you're the leading rider, you must feel pretty pleased with your day's work.
Yeah, it's been a great day. I saved my horse for that class. He came out on fire. He was unbelievable. He jumped his socks off, you know.
And when you're going in a jump off, when you know there's absolutely nothing separate, you presumably you're not feeling you left anything out there.
No, I mean there was one turn across the middle that I actually just made a little cautious there to the H&M vertical across the middle there. But I don't think I would have changed too much. It was really tight in the top four riders there, so I'm really pleased.
And to do this presumably feels like one of the best results of your emerging career. Although you've won here at Olympia, that was the under-23 championship, but this at the senior level must feel right up there with the best.
Yeah, definitely a great result for the horse. He's been really consistent all year long, jumped in, was placed highly in a lot of international Grand Prix, but this is a really big result for me.
And how easy is it now with so much talent around to sort of get the chances? And inevitably, you need the horsepower.
Yeah, it's really difficult. I mean, I've been based now with my girlfriend and her father in Essex for a year, and we started fresh at the beginning, tried to buy some horses, build up a team. I'm now at the highest position I've ever been in the world and on the British list, and you just got to keep fighting and moving forward. In our country, we have an unbelievable talent. You know, we have number one and number two in the world. It's really difficult to get the chance to get into these shows, but when you do, you've got to try and make the best of it.
I know when you burst onto the scene, there was a paper article that came out referring to you, the Billy Elliot of show jumping. Do you want to forget that tag?
Yeah, it wasn't for ballet anyway.
But you used, I mean, a lot was made. You made a choice between boxing and show jumping, but I'm quite convinced with a result like this, I think you know which is that you've made the right choice.
Yeah, boxing was a big love of mine in sport, and it's still a big love. I was actually watching late last night Chris Eubank's life story to give me a bit of extra fight for today, you know. But show jumping is my true passion, and that's what I want to do.
And presumably, and it's competitive, but more results like this, then Rob Hoekstra is going to have to think about more Nations Cups and then maybe even that opening the door to WEG.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I've jumped on a couple of Nations Cups this year. It's this one I want to be involved in with the British team, be up there with the big boys and keep going forward. WEG would be great if my horse keeps jumping like he jumps tonight. We'll see, you know.
Well done today. Terrific entertainment. Thank you, Dan.
Brilliant. You.